DW.
I'm going to try to have him send that, and on days like this when it's rainy.
Half a dozen U.S. and Costa Rican researchers gather around a barrel-chested volcano scientist named Chad Deering. They're standing on the banks of a river in a gully cutting through a wall of emerald foliage. Deering, a professor at Michigan Technological University in the U.S., points a finger at a map of the geological features in the rainforest around us on the shoulder of the volcano Rincón de la Vieja.
I don't really care about that. I want to be here.
Right.
I guess that's my point. So I would rather anything that comes off closer to that area is...
They're hunting for carbon dioxide seeping up from the volcano's foundation.
This might be a fault, and if that's the case, we expect we may have some elevated CO2 near it.
The researchers shoulder day packs and trudge single file up the narrow canyon.
So we're just going to head up this river. It's going to pop off on either side. And this is a strategy probably for the rest of today.
Deering cradles a hollow metal dome the size of a mixing bowl in his hands. Now and again, he presses the dome mouth down against the ground and pumps air through a hose from there into measuring gear strapped onto his back.
What we're trying to use that for is to quantify how much CO2 is coming out from the ground and also how it's distributed.
Holding the chamber by a pistol grip, Deering also takes measurements at hip and chest height to see how much of the volcano's carbon dioxide is mixing with the air. He looks like he's aiming an oversized revolver.
So 500.
500?
Nice. The air in this patch contains 500 parts per million of carbon dioxide, 25% higher than regular air today, a level that will probably envelop the whole planet within a few decades. And it's just what the researchers hope to find.
So you can pop a hip measurement.
12.3.
Most of us never think about volcanoes except when a big one erupts somewhere, spewing out lava and hot gas. But there's more to these fissures in Earth's crust than meets the eye, says Florian Schwanner, one of the project's two co-leaders.
Volcanoes are active even when they don't violently erupt, and they transport heat and gases from the deep subsurface upward, causing hot springs, geysers, and invisible but widespread areas of emissions of carbon dioxide.
Schwanner, a NASA volcanologist, didn't join the Costa Rica expedition. From his California home, he explains that Deering and his grad student assistants mapped areas of carbon dioxide seeping from cracks in Rincón de la Vieja's bedrock, kilometers away from the cone. In 10 days of combing through the rainforest that blankets the volcano's flanks, they found many locations where trees bathe in extra carbon dioxide.
Ready for next one? 12.5. I can't see any of its leaves down here.
While Deering samples the jungle's air, biologist Fiona Soper calculates biomass, a measure of carbon stored in the trees.
We basically measure around with a tape measure, and then we have equations that we use to convert that into biomass.
Swinging freshly sharpened machetes, the team slogs through the undergrowth. Soper, a professor at McGill University in Montreal, marks a circle 20 meters across at each stop and measures the diameter of every tree inside.
So we're interested in knowing, under the influence of elevated CO2, is that translating into larger trees? Do you have more carbon stored in wood?
You probably know that plants breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. Although it's not quite that simple, trees take in the gas we exhale, which also happens to be the most significant greenhouse gas. Carbon dioxide is like fertilizer for trees. It's known that inside of greenhouses, individual saplings grow better when steeped in extra carbon dioxide. And scientists are pretty sure that entire forests have benefited from the extra carbon dioxide that we've added to the air over past decades. However,
the question now is how much can that increasing growth response to CO2 continue into the future?
Researchers are keen to forecast the carbon capturing capacity of tropical jungles such as Costa Rica's in the coming decades. They only cover about 15% of Earth's surface, says Soper. But
if you're interested in global carbon cycling, tropical forests punch way above their weight.
These heavy hitters grow year-round and thus have the potential to soak up huge amounts of carbon. By some estimates, they take up as much as all of the rest of the world's forests combined. But their power might be waning. Recent research indicates that forests that higher carbon dioxide caused to bulk up faster might now be dying early, like a campfire doused in gasoline. This could translate into the climate crisis now picking up pace, some scientists fear, regardless of what we do.
That one? That's dead. Oh, no, maybe it's not dead.
The volcano is like a time machine that transports researchers to tomorrow's even higher carbon dioxide forests, says Joshua Fisher, who led the Costa Rica expedition. Standing in a clearing at the volcano's base, he points toward the forest.
You've got spots in the landscape where CO2 is coming out and spots where it's not. And they're right next to each other. Those two areas receive the same rainfall, the same temperature, same light conditions.
Fisher, a NASA ecologist and the project's other co-leader, says this exploratory expedition is defining the range of carbon dioxide found in the forest. And it's determining how many trees must be measured to calculate any slight growth differences that increased carbon dioxide might cause. Due to the sheer number of trees that will be needed, it's likely that the experiment will require help from above.
Ultimately, what we need is an airborne campaign to fly aircraft with lasers, thermal sensors, to map out thousands of trees across all the volcanoes in Costa Rica.
That may not happen for several years.
Back to the path.
Until then, Fisher's team will keep tramping through this jungle, seeking clues to our climate's future, hidden in roots, trunks, and soil. I'm Daniel Grossman, reporting from the Rincón de la Vieja volcano in Costa Rica.
Colorida. Mucho cuidado. DW.